Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
5:44 and a half. We've got, 15 and a half minutes now before the top of the hour. At the top of the hour, it's the Next Level Show. We're going to be talking about track and field coming up at 6 o'clock right here at 1350 KRNT. In studio with us is Jesse and Brett Penny. And Jesse and Brett are here to talk about the Coon River Challenge. But there's some special things about this that you need to know before we get into the why are they doing this. Brett happens to be active duty U.S. Army and also a recruiter. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and where do you recruit from? Where are you hanging out?
I'm out of the Cobblestone Market.
Oh, sure, yeah. I know that, but right next to Subway.
Yeah, that's right. I eat there pretty much every day, so if you ever want to find me.
the movie house and Subway, you got everything going on right there, you know? But they took the bar out, I think, and it's never been the same. but thank you for your service, sir. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you spent some time overseas?
I have, yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I was stationed in Italy we were there about 5 years, my wife and I, and I was a sniper on a recon team. Mm-hmm. So got deployed, wife went home, we had our first child basically a month after I deployed.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, yep. So came home, my daughter was walking, so it was pretty tough times back in the day. But
yeah.
After, you know, having our second and then our third child, we kind of realized that...
Gosh, you have three kids?
Yeah, we have three kids. Wow. And that lifestyle is not really... suitable for an infantry sniper anymore. So recruiting kind of fits my boots these days.
What, and I would imagine so. What's the best thing? We already learned what the worst thing is. I understand that being away from family and friends and your kids. But what's the best thing about the military?
It's just the camaraderie and the team building. I mean, I go to work every day, honestly. I just go to work every day and love it. I enjoy putting the uniform on. I don't go anywhere around Des Moines and either A, not get my lunch bought for me or a pat on the back. It kind of depends geographically where you're at. You know, if you're close to a large military installation, there's not as much recognition. But when they gave me the opportunity to go on recruiter duty and asked where I wanted to go, I said, I want to go back to Des Moines because I knew that it would be like that when I got back here. And it's just been great. My wife and I will go to lunch every now and again together, and people just, you go up to pay and it's already paid for you. Yeah. And it's just, it has nothing to do with the payment by any chance, you know, but it's just the people are so great here, and they're so appreciative, and I just love being in that environment.
You know, and we're going to get to the challenge, but this is a very interesting topic, I think, because it's so different than what it was. I mean, when I got out of college, it was 1972, and you know what was going on in 72. We were, you know, still knee-deep in Vietnam, and when folks were coming back from Vietnam, there was no recognition. When my father came home from the Second World War, there was a big deal, you know, but then the Korean War, there was not such a big deal. And so I think that the collective memory of people, I think we remember those days, and I'm not so sure that we want to repeat what had happened to our returning Vietnam veterans and trying to maybe make up for that a little extra.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And, you know, I go out of my way above and beyond whenever I see somebody wearing a veteran's hat, retired military or, you know, Vietnam veteran, and I go out and I buy them lunch. And they always say, what are you doing? Well, you know, we didn't quite come home to a country like you did. So
that's exactly right. All right. So we have something, and this is not the first rodeo for this, right? You've done this before?
Nope. This will be our third year.
All right. So this is called the Coon River Challenge, and it's on Saturday, August 30th. It's up in Dallas County Fairgrounds over in Adel. And so what is it? What is this, Jesse? Why are you doing this?
Well, it's a 3+ mile adventure race with mud and obstacles, open to all fitness levels. So all ages, anywhere from age 3 to 72, get out there and have fun. We have active duty Army soldiers that come out and build this course. We have drill sergeants out there that are encouraging you at each certain obstacle. They'll be there kind of.
Does the word maggot ever come up?
No, we have not had that word. But, you know, it's quite interesting to see what we get out there. People put on crazy costumes. It's kind of a community event that families come out, and what's great about it is you see everyone from, you know, youth to the older. But yeah, a great time, and it's going all for a great cause, which is awesome.
And that is?
It's the Hope for the Warriors, which is a charity that helps post 9/11 veterans and their families. And so all of our proceeds will go to that charity this year.
And you have a whole slew of sponsors going on.
We sure do.
You know, so this takes some work to get up and going.
Yes.
Why are you doing this?
You know, it's fun. It was an idea that started 3 years ago, and we started in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and we were like, why not bring it to Des Moines? And just going out there and meeting people, and getting people involved, and, you know, giving back to the local communities, and it's a good time.
Now, I have to ask you, Sergeant, so this kind of a thing, Brad, is going on, and a 3 mile adventure, you're calling it an adventure race with mud and obstacles, and I know what that means. is it going to be pretty hardcore for some folks, or is it, you can make it what it is?
It's all your competitive level.
Do you have levels?
There's different levels. Okay. There's a competitive level, and then there's just for fun. But if you're pushing, you know, to go hard and you're going for time, you're going to be in trouble by the time you cross the finish line. But if you're just out there to have fun and you know, we have families that just, you know, jog where they can, walk where they can, take breaks. You know, there's water points. As a matter of fact, there's even a beer point halfway through. We'll catch a lot of people hanging out there a little too long. But, you know, so we're trying to motivate them to get back going again. So we'll usually send a drill sergeant over there. But, yeah, no, it's just it's for all fitness levels. We've had people walk it before. We've had you know, people that have lost 300 plus pounds over the recent year, you know, that just needed something to motivate them. And that's what we're here for. We're just to motivate and encourage people, you know, to get out there and give it a shot, you know. And we've never had anyone that did not cross the finish line.
You know, it reminds me, and for those of you who may be going, what the heck is this? There's something called the Warrior Dash. My son, who's 34 now, my gosh, can I believe that? He's done that several times, too. I should get him involved in this. Him and his buddies, you know?
Yeah. Yes, you definitely should.
Okay. It is called the Coon River Challenge. It's Saturday, August the 30th. It's over at the Dallas County Fairgrounds. So you're going to tear up the fairgrounds, put a little mud out there, and get it going, huh?
We sure are, and we hope to see everyone out there.
There you go. It's sponsors. Let me see if I can roll through some of these names for you guys, because I know how important it is for sponsors to get recognition. Anytime Fitness, Aspen Athletic Clubs, Kosama, Elite Body Boot Camp, Farrell's, Laser 103, Casey's, Signs Now, Hy-Vee, Lincoln Savings Bank. Ooh, I'm not sure. Murphy's Irish Pub? Mickey's Irish Pub. Yeah, and the City of Des Moines. No, something of Des Moines. Priority CrossFit, R.D. McKinney, Fitness Sports, and, of course, big sponsors, Coors Light.
Yep, and a few more to add to that, Doherty's Auction. Recent sponsor, and then Captain's Quarters, and then Corner Tap Bar and Grill.
Got a lot of folks.
Yeah.
The more the merrier, as they say. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking about it. It is the Coon River Challenge, Saturday, August 30th. Where do people register at?
If you go to the Facebook site, there's a link that'll click you directly to the registration site, or you can go to active.com and register for the Coon River Army Challenge there.
There you go. All right. Yep. Sounds like a great time. Thank you guys for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you.
We really do appreciate it. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got some more business news from the Des Moines Metro to share with you. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour.